Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very, very senior finance professional from Singapore, Mr. Bhavesh Shah. Bhavesh, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Bhavesh is the Vice President of Finance and the NBD Global Markets for ConvaTec in Singapore. He's a global finance leader and he's worked in several countries around the world. So Bhavesh, before we get into what you're doing now as a CFO, tell me a little bit about your journey.
So I started my career in India, mm-hmm. In a company called Mosil, which was a subsidiary of Shell. Mm-hmm. And then very quickly after doing 5 years there, I moved to J&J, Johnson & Johnson, which was a good brand name in consumer. Mm-hmm. And I spent around 23 years of my life in J&J across several countries and several businesses mm-hmm. before I moved 3 years back to ConvaTec.
Okay.
So that's been my journey.
And which are the countries you have worked in?
So I worked in India, Singapore, UK, and then US.
Wonderful. So let's talk about the CFO position, because you clearly chose to build a life in finance. Let me start by asking you, when I finished my MBA in finance in 1979, there was nothing called a CFO. You know, it would be an accountant or a senior accountant or chief accountant. But today, the CFO has become a very critical part of any organization. I'd love to get your perspective on how has the role of the CFO evolved over the years?
Thanks. That's a great question. I think if you just go back a few decades, you had Enron, Enron issue. And that time, the focus was much more on corporate governance and compliance. Mm. However, we have moved past that. Mm. The CFO's roles now are much broader. Uh-huh. They are responsible for board reviews. They are responsible for aligning shareholders' expectations with business performance, which is a very integral part of how you run a company. Mm. CFOs also play a major role in transformation. Mm-hmm. The transformation of the function or more broadly the business in areas of digital and business models, etc. And last but not the least, I think, is people management. And I think we're getting a lot of questions about CFO's role in people management. Mm. But the ability to invest behind people is an integral part for the growth of the company. So I do believe the CFO's role has evolved the last decade or two from the Enron issue that we saw at that time. Yeah?
Wonderful. So there are two new terms that you have told me about today, which is part of the CFO's role. One is transformation and the other is people management. Help me understand a little more on how both these roles fit into the CFO's role and give me an example for both if possible.
Transformation could be in many areas. So whether you are moving to a new business model in few markets, or you're trying to invest behind the new technology or behind digital, you will need the CFO to spearhead it, because if you have the CFO is not aligned to it, you may not have that, the CEO will not have that backing. Right. So the CFOs will need to convert that transformation story into something that the shareholders, the investors, the stakeholders can easily buy in. And plus, he needs to do resource allocation in a way that allows the company to, I guess, navigate slowly towards the new journey or the destination. So that's where I feel the CFO's role is very pivotal. In the same breath, I think as you try to look at new capabilities, whether it's, let's say, digital, or you can think about other areas where the company wants to invest, where if the CFO again is sold onto that capability development, she or he would definitely put money and resources behind it. So to ensure that the CFO not only is sold, but is spearheading some of this transformation and people development transformation that is happening within the company.
Very interesting. And finance now is a much, much more integrated function in the organization, especially at the C-suite level. You know, the CEOs now depend heavily on the CFO, almost, you know, and I see a lot of CFOs now moving into CEO roles.
Yeah.
I'd love to get your perspective on how has that, this aspect of the C-suite and moving to general management been adapted or adopted by a lot of CFOs?
CFOs generally have an advantage because they have a helicopter view. I think they can, they have access to a lot of data insights across the company. I don't see any conversation happening across most companies without the CFO being intrigately involved. Not only involved, but he, she, or he would be also part of the decision-making process. A natural tendency would be for a successor of a CEO to be a CFO. Now, that is depending on the industry. I think I've seen it happen more often, let's say, in the financial service industry or the consumer sector, etc. But I think as you look at healthcare or pharmaceuticals, it is slightly rarer to have the CFO because you also need the domain and the clinical expertise, which sometimes the CFO may not have. But definitely in many industries, I've seen that the CFO is a natural successor for the CEO.
And, you know, I'm completely on your side because, I mean, I started off in finance and then moved into general management within 7-8 years of starting work with ITC. But my next question to you, Bhavish, is that you told me, you know, the CFO has a helicopter view, has access to data. What are some of the important qualities a CFO should have?
When I reply this, I generally, so though I'm replying for the CFO, but I think any, it would probably apply to most management roles. I would say the first thing now people need more than ever before is empathy.
Correct.
They understand the other's point of view. I think the second is confidence. But the CFO is the storyteller. I think one more term that I would like to introduce in this dialogue, he would be a big storyteller for the company in front of everybody else. So you need to do it with a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
Obviously, humility. Humility is one of the most important aspects, again, for all management roles. She or he should have high standards of ethics, compliance, and integrity.
Correct.
You know, the standard should be really, really high. And but at the same time, have some amount of forgiveness because people may not sometimes, may stumble upon. So you need to have that balance where you have very high standards, but you coach, mentor, and guide people to bring them to that standards. You also should be stubborn, but at the same time, be open-minded. So you need to ensure that your point of view is not overruled because many of the point of view that you bring across the table may not be the most sellable idea at that point of time. But you need to also be more open-minded. And last but not the least, I would say, given the amount of changes happening across the industries, I think we always need to be have the ability to be reverse mentored. The thing that I can learn from younger folks today is so much more than what I probably would have known when I started my career. So always ensure that you continue to learn from the youngsters around you.
Very well said. And of course, the most key part of a CFO's role is to make sure that the books are balanced.
Absolutely.
Okay. So moving on, Bhavish, you know, you have worked across multiple countries and with large organizations, and obviously with very large teams. What goes into managing teams across multiple countries and multiple cultures?
Yeah, and that's again a great question. Whether you apply to multiple countries or maybe the complexity is slightly higher. But first and foremost, I think the employees need to feel trusted. They need to see a leader that they can trust. They need to see somebody where their opinions are valuable. They matter to what they say. They need to see somebody who is investing his or her time in coaching, developing, and growing them. okay, they need to see that enough effort is spent by the leader in the development of their personal and professional journey.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes what we need to do, and I think we need to do more than ever before, mm-hmm. is also ensure that many of the interactions are not only professional but personal.
Mm-hmm.
I really try and ensure that I know whoever works for me, their families, their background, their children, their spouse, and always ask those questions first before they jump to directly work. So at least ensure that they feel that we really care about them as individuals, as human beings, rather than just as a professional.
Mm.
I think you obviously need to have a lot of empathy about what is going through them.
Mm.
And as you think about multicultural, multi-country, you just multiply all the things that I discussed several times.
Well said. And when you look at your own leadership, what would you say is your leadership style?
I would say I strive to be inclusive,
mm-hmm.
obviously in all opinions or areas that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Very personable. I would rarely work with a person who I don't know personally.
Mm.
So that's something that I would do as the first point of interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Approachable. Anybody can write to me or speak to me anytime. Mm-hmm. Accommodating. And last but not the least, I think we spend a lot of our time, even more so now than ever before when we were in offices, in work. I need to ensure that we are all having fun. So I also want to ensure that the atmosphere is light.
Wonderful, wonderful. My next question to you is that, you know, there is a whole new generation of young leaders coming into the world, the millennials and the Gen Zs, and some of them have actually got into leadership positions. How interested are they in choosing a career in finance?
They are, though I have recently heard that in India, a lot of, in fact, yesterday I was discussing with some friends that a lot of youngsters are now moving to startups.
Yeah. Where
they want an atmosphere of free and challenging work assignments, which obviously attracts them more.
Mm.
But I do believe finance has a lot to offer to young graduates. One, it sounds the base knowledge. If you have started your career in finance, you will probably be looking at business cases, models, valuation, much more in a systematic way.
Mm-hmm.
Second, finance has made humongous strides, AI, and digital, in areas that we did not expect it to happen. So I believe millennials can certainly learn a lot if they think about finance as your first step before they venture out into other areas.
Okay. But do you see a lot of young people choosing to do their chartered accountancy, cost accountancy, MBA finance, CPA, or do you see this kind of a specialization now beginning to not attract so many young people?
It's a great question. I don't think I'll have the perfect answer for that.
Okay.
But you're right, absolutely right, that there are many youngsters who don't want that 3-5 year career journey, rather than they would invest that time in working in a startup.
Mm.
As you know, a lot of knowledge has been now decentralized, available at the fit of your fingertip. But I do see degrees or this brands having some value. It won't disappear overnight. I do believe that a chartered accountant will continue to have some value, at least for the next decade or two, or even longer.
Right.
So I don't see it disappearing, but I do see many youngsters gravitating towards not having a professional degree rather than starting on their own.
Fascinating. So let me ask you one or two questions about ConverTech, the company that you work in. For our viewers and listeners, tell me about the work that you do, that ConverTech does.
So I think ConvaTec has a purpose statement, forever caring.
Mm-hmm.
So we are here for our patients, both in the area. We have actually four businesses, big businesses: wound, ostomy. So wound is for all the wounds that, you know, are surgical or ostomy is for cancer patients who have gone through some amount of surgery and they need ostomy bags to take out their stools. We also operate in the area of continence care in the ICU and in infusion devices.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our focus is to bring innovative solutions to the patients to improve the lives. So I think that's what we strive for day in and day out. And that's what keeps each and every one of us engaged in whatever we do.
Interesting. So I'm going to ask you two or three questions, you know, because our viewers and listeners love to get to know my guest a little better. My next question to you, Bhavesh, is that in a career which has been so successful, as you look back at life, what does success mean to Bhavesh?
So at this point of time, success is slightly different than maybe you would have asked.
I agree. Absolutely.
And 20 years back. So yeah. I would say success means three things to me. One is how many people I've helped during this 10, 20 people who I've helped and touched upon. Mm-hmm. That would be something which is very, very integral to me. How much difference have made in anything that I've done? And how have been able to live, help my near and dear ones, whether it's a family, immediate family, to kind of live a life that they strive for, because it sometimes should not be that at the cost of them I became successful. So those three things will be very important to me now. And as I look back, I do hope that I've been able to do somewhat well in all the three areas.
Terrific. My next question to you is, who or what inspires you?
That's a very great question. You know, Ashutosh, when I look at all the posts in LinkedIn and many other social media, and you see so many things happening around the world, the post that I read, the first is where human endeavor has been able to overcome difficulties and achieve success. So in fact, yesterday I read somebody who is going through difficult cancer and still writing that I will overcome it because I know that my family and my people who report to me depend on me. So those are the posts of the people who inspire me, people who overcome difficulties to achieve something something that we really should feel proud about.
Fantastic. And my last question to you, Bhavesh, and this is for the many, many people who will listen to our conversation. Based on your amazing journey in the corporate world and you know, everything that you have achieved, what would you say are three lessons you would want our viewers and listeners to take away from our conversation and your vast experience?
I think life is a journey, it's a marathon. Don't try to run it as a sprint.
Yeah.
Sit back and relax. Not everything has its own time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that would be my first life lesson. Second is create a difference in whatever you do, whether you work for a company like ConvaTec or you work for something else, but strive to make a difference.
Yeah.
Join companies where you feel their purpose is aligned to yours. And last but not the least is create bonds, friendships, and memories along the way. I'm proud about is even people that I worked 30 years or 25 years back, they are still as close to me as somebody who's working with me right now.
Wonderful.
So that natural bonds along the way. That would be
Fantastic. Fantastic. Bhavesh, on that note, and your three wonderful pieces of advice or lessons, life is a marathon, don't have to sprint, create a difference wherever you are, and create bonds, friendships, and memories along your journey. Thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me about your amazing journey. Thank you for talking to me about how the role of the CFO has evolved. And thank you for talking to me about how the entire function is becoming more, has become very, very critical. And as you said, very, very correctly in the post-Enron era. Finally, thank you for speaking to me and good luck to you.
Thanks. Thanks, Ashu. Thanks for taking time to speak to me. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.